Articles by Fearlessly Courageous from the desk of Dennis Piller. The Excuse of Good Intentions. I am part of a great Christian men's group, and I have been internally questioning myself about my performance this last season. Was there something that I got wrong, or did I neglect it somewhere? Did I really give my best, or was I just showing up? There is a lot to be said for showing up. Too often we're on the run for work or other stuff, and too often we tend to neglect a few things that matter the most, be it saying, "Thank you, dear," or a simple smile, or a big hug, or other kinds of kindness. Calling someone on a whim because their name popped into your head. Being intentional about reaching out to your church family, friends, or new acquaintances, and connecting with them where they live. Being present also means being obedient to God's calling and the responsibilities that go along with that. I think we buy ourselves into a trance of believing that others will understand our good-intentioned excuses and go with that. Too often we comfort our lack of action with our well wishes. I wanted to, I meant to, but my heart never fully arrived. The flower never quite bloomed because there was not enough roots to ground me in my calling. Without the roots of His Word working in you, you will retell that story over and over. In contrast, others are also engaged, or not, in a similar way. You're not alone. But that's not an excuse to keep making excuses by using the same good intentions. We really need someone to not just be a cheerleader, but to walk with. What does God say about accountability? Matthew 12:36. The Lord will keep us accountable for the words we speak. But I tell you that everyone will have to give account on the day of judgment for every empty word they have spoken. For by your words you will be acquitted, and by your words you will be condemned. We hardly have time to sit and reflect on our purpose, our higher goals or aspirations or even dreams, if we can still remember them. If you're stuck at such a juncture or intersection, isn't it time you get accountable? Tell someone else what this unction is, what you're feeling in your heart God is calling you into. We must cultivate those kind of relationships. I get it. Maybe you have none. Because you're reading this, let me remove that good-intentioned excuse. If you don't have a small group or Bible study, reach out to me. I may not know you that well personally, but you must have some degree of trust or comfort in me. Let's be real. Let's talk. Shoot me an email. You're not alone. Galatians 1:6 says, "Brothers and sisters, if someone is caught in a sin, you who live by the Spirit should restore that person gently." This is more than just getting it off your chest. There's real healing here. Saying something to a brother or sister talks about your humility to be transparent, to make changes, to trust God. But you just need a little help getting over the hump of embarrassment or maybe past failures and personal disappointments of having been here too many times before. Even in those dark moments, God is calling us to inject His light, to put on the armor of God. It's never too late to do that, to grab a scripture and stand on it, even during the uglies. He is still calling us to grow in Him and die to the ugly side or the less admirable side or the excuse-ridden side, the non-accountable side of our lives. Lastly, God has called all of us to be disciples, and each of us is called to hold each other accountable in love. This means that when we see a fellow believer doing something that's wrong, we must say something. Maybe we don't have a deep enough relationship to hold them accountable, because that takes two. But we can draw alongside them and stay in closer contact when we see they're struggling. Pray for them. Ask them if you can pray for them. Maybe you can grow that relationship to a level where they will accept being held accountable and make them aware of God's way. You'll probably end up with a lifelong friend. Accountability doesn't just happen. It is a journey on the road to relationship, grace, and a spirit of encouragement. It is not accusing someone or trying to catch someone in the act of behaving badly. It is saying, I've been there too. Let's walk together and shine God's light and walk out of it together. Being accountable and being held accountable by others can help us grow to be more like our Lord Jesus Christ. If you're reading this, it means that's your heart. So follow it. Stop walking alone. God's promise is to meet you there. He will provide that person. Pray for that person to appear. In the meantime, I'm here. I pray that you make it a Jesus-filled day.